Hey, what is up? Welcome to the Strategy Wednesday episode of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. I'm your host, Brian LoFermento, and today I'm going to be talking about a question that I get asked all the time, which is, Brian, should I get this tool? Should I pay for this resource? Should I be investing in my business in this way? I'm going to answer that question once and for all and give you the litmus test that you can use to always know the right answer there. I'm excited about this one. Let's dive in. Tools, you name it, people love tools and people are obsessed with tools. And there's a lot of misconceptions in particular about tools in so many different ways. So this is a Strategy Wednesday episode that I actually feel is long overdue because it's probably the most asked about thing when it comes to entrepreneurship that I see every single day. I get emails, I get Instagram DMs, people ask me it when they meet me in person. I always get asked about tools. And in the name of full transparency, I'll just tell you a little bit about my business. So there are a few tools that I pay for in my own personal business. And I've talked about it many times here on the podcast. In fact, there's an episode. It's a Featured Friday episode. You can go to the podcast's website at thewantrepreneurshow.com. That's thewantrepreneurshow.com. And you can see there's a whole episode about every single tool that I pay for in my business. And people always ask me questions about if they should get that tool. So today I'm going to share with you just the question you should ask yourself. Will this tool, should I invest in it? It's really the question that you're looking to answer. And here's the only question that I think you should ask yourself when it comes to answering that big question. The question you should ask, the litmus test of whether or not you should invest in a tool is this question. You should ask yourself, will this make me more money than it costs me? Will this make me more money than it costs me? If the answer is yes, do not hesitate to invest, because here's the thing. This is the biggest takeaway that I want you to get from today's episode, which is tools that you use in your business are not meant to cost you money. They are not meant to cost you money. As a business owner, as an entrepreneur, the tools that you choose to use should be making you money. And I see it all the time with my students, because my students, it's really fun for me to share things with my students, because they see the inner workings of my business, of businesses that I work with, of other businesses that I've started. They get to see behind the scenes and under the hood of all that stuff. And so they know exactly what tools I use in my own personal businesses. And one of the biggest ones, let's just use this as an example. I am a huge ClickFunnels advocate. I've been using ClickFunnels for years. I've definitely spent thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on ClickFunnels throughout the years. I mean, it's $297 a month. That's the price that I pay. There's a more entry-level payment option, though. You can start for just $97 a month. And full disclaimer, if you want a free 2-week trial to ClickFunnels, my link for ClickFunnels is imetbrian.com/ClickFunnels. I get a little kickback if you do choose to use that link, and you get a free 2-week trial. So I totally appreciate when people use imetbrian.com/ClickFunnels. So ClickFunnels is one of the more expensive tools in my arsenal. $297 a month. It adds up. That's what, $3,600 a year. $3,600 straight off my bottom line that goes to ClickFunnels. But here's the thing. ClickFunnels enables me to make a heck of a lot more than $3,600 a year. And a lot of students, when they come into my world and when they start seeing the way my businesses operate, they always ask me questions like, well, Brian, there's some WordPress plugins that can do similar things. Like, why don't I just use WordPress plugins? They're free. And here's my answer to that question is that the cost, first of all, you get what you pay for. It's a message that all of our moms have told us since we were really young. You get what you pay for. And I'm going to use another idiom and quote to really hammer this point home today. We'll talk about that in just a minute. But the point is, you get what you pay for. And I've seen many entrepreneurs and many students of mine try to go with free or cheaper options. Let's face it, ClickFunnels, just $97 a month. And you can do many of the same things. You can build landing pages. You can integrate it with your email provider. You can do a lot of similar things using WordPress and some WordPress plugins. But at what cost? At what cost? If you are using WordPress plugins, you are in control of the tech platform. You are in control of updating those plugins and ensuring it's compatible with your theme and making sure that your website is live and making sure your WordPress doesn't get hacked. There's all sorts of things that are within your control. And WordPress plugins, usually you end up with a whole suite of different plugins, hoping that they all interact together really well so that they all work. And you're always tinkering and things are breaking and things aren't working. Whereas if you just whipped out your credit card and for just $97 a month, you said, you know what? I'm going to get the best of the best. I'm going to get a marketing platform that works and that powers 6, 7, 8-figure businesses because they know that it works for just $97 a month. So that's the difference there. Is that $97 a month? Some people look at that and they're just like, oh man, that would be the biggest expense in my business. And if it is, that's great news. Because if you use ClickFunnels effectively, and I'm just using ClickFunnels as one example, you can apply this conversation and this methodology to any and every marketing tool or business tool in your business. If that's your biggest expense, awesome. Because if you use it right, it will make you a heck of a lot more money. The goal of investing in tools, the goal of investing in anything in your business is to make more than what it costs you. Tools are meant to make you money, not cost you money. And one thing that comes to mind a lot is it's an old English phrase where it says, penny wise, pound foolish. Which means you're really wise. You really look out for how you spend those pennies, but you're not so wise with how you spend those pounds, which is the English currency, or you could say dollars. Penny wise, dollar foolish. You make really wise 10 cent decisions, but really foolish $100 decisions. And I see it in all facets of life. A lot of people are penny wise, pound foolish, where they will cut back on Netflix. They will cancel their Netflix because they're trying to save money, which, let's face it, Netflix is $10 a month, yet they will continue to indulge their Starbucks addiction. And they will spend $10 every single day at Starbucks. They're being penny wise, pound foolish. Or even worse, they'll cut Netflix. They'll save $10 a month and then make the even bigger mistake of never asking for a raise at work or never looking for a new job and potentially making $30,000 a year more. They will spend all of their energy looking to save a dollar rather than make 100 more. And us entrepreneurs, we're guilty of that. We're absolutely guilty of being penny wise, pound foolish in many different ways. So hopefully this Strategy Wednesday episode gives you that reminder of the fact that tools are meant to make you money. There's an entire suite of tools that I use in my business. My monthly fixed costs in my business, they're not cheap. I spend well over $1,000 every single month in business tools. From ClickFunnels to my email marketing platform to other tools like a tool called Deadline Funnel, which helps me with my launches. It gives email subscribers a deadline that they have to sign up by. I pay for things like that. Could I probably find a free script or a free plugin that would do exactly that? Yeah, sure. Or I could just pay $67 a month and have the best of the best, something that works and something that single-handedly makes me at least 10x the amount of money that I pay for it every single month. And that's actually probably conservative, probably 20x, 30x of what I pay for that particular tool in any given month. So the thing that kills me is when I see people go the free or the cheap route, and the expense that they actually pay is the expense of having something that works, or even worse, the expense of never launching because they can never get the freaking thing to work. So that's what kills me to see with newer entrepreneurs. And it's a Strategy Wednesday episode. I've done an entire episode before about being penny wise and pound foolish. Again, you can search for that on the podcast website at thewantrepreneurshow.com. You can search for penny wise, pound foolish. To me, it's a costly, costly strategic mistake that if you do that, you could set yourself back months or years, or you could have just costed yourself your entire business because you'll never get everything working. You'll never get your thing launched. Whereas for maybe just $97 a month. You could have had the best in the best, something that works, something that allows you to move quickly, and something that allows you to make a heck of a lot more money than what it costs you. So this turned out to be me a little bit telling you, singing the praises of ClickFunnels. To me, it's the most foundational program in my business. You can get a free 2-week trial at imetbrian.com/clickfunnels. And in fact, if you do use that link to sign up, since that's my special referral link, then drop me an email. I'll be more than happy to share with you some of my favorite templates that I use in my own business. You can actually then go on and import them into your own ClickFunnels account. So go to imetbrian.com/clickfunnels. That's it for me today. Remember that tools are meant to make you money, not cost you money. I'll see you again this Friday with an all-new episode of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast with your host, Brian Lofermento. For show notes and to get a free copy of Brian's book, visit us online at thewantrepreneurshow.com.